Psalm chapter 80, verse 19. Restore us, O Lord God of hosts. Let your face shine that we may be saved. Three times in this psalm, we hear the same refrain in verse 3, in verse 7, and now in verse 19. But each time it grows louder or deeper and more personal. So first there is, restore us, O God. And then there's, O God of hosts. And finally it is, O Lord God of hosts. The name of God grows in intensity. The cry becomes more desperate. The need becomes more evident. And this is the nature of persistent prayer. It builds, it deepens, it refines. Revival doesn't come from just a one-time mealy whisper, but from a growing cry. And it's not that God is reluctant or that he has to be begged. It's that our hearts must be shaped by longing. And what do we ask for? Not simply relief or blessing, but the shining of God's face. That's covenant language. It's the desire, not just for God's help, but for his presence. So revival is not about what God gives. It's about God himself. So pray this with me today. Lord, deepen my hunger for your presence and not just your blessings. Make my prayers more persistent, passionate, and personal. And let the cry of my heart grow louder until you shine your face upon us. Here are two different peoples that you can pray for throughout the day. The Johnsons, our Creative Access missionaries in Asia, and also the Kimbugu LifeWord broadcast that's for the people of Tanzania. One final thought. Revival is born in persistent prayer that crescendos with longing, not just for change, but for the shining presence of God over your life.